But tell me how the rest of this works and why we are going to try to, I guess, figure out the power-to-weight ratio.
We're
going to
figure out the power-to-weight ratio. This is actually an important step that a lot of people miss when they do their own custom assembly. And that is, how much power will I get versus how much weight? Now, we already figured out the weight.
Right.
We know the weight's going to be somewhere between 200 and 240 grams.
Right.
That's roughly what we're looking at.
Yeah, probably near the limit if you put the GoPro session on
there. The session, right, of course. Any extra weight is going to add more grammage.
Right.
But I could also strip that down. If I really wanted to, I could probably make that thing fly at 180 grams.
That's pretty light.
So now the question becomes, how much power can I get out of one of those little teeny tiny motors and one of those teeny tiny props? Which is why we set this up.
What was our power to weight ratio on like the 250 with the big?
The 250, the loaded weight was something like 500 grams, 600 grams. Yeah. And then we got about 800 grams worth of thrust off of each prop.
Which was pretty good.
Which is pretty good.
How light it was.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And so we're not going to match that with this. These are tiny little motors and tiny little props. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, when you scale down and try to get it under that 250, you're not really going to do it. If I wanted to, I could put slightly larger motors and get insane amounts of thrust, but then I wouldn't be able to do FPV. I wouldn't be able to mount a session. It would be 250 grams, and that's it. And at that size, at 150 millimeters, you really can't fly it more than about 20 feet away from you because it's so small.
It's gone. You just lose it in the
sky. It's a speck. Yeah. You have no idea where it's going.
Good point.
Now, this is something that we built way back when. Actually, it was the Turnigy thrust stand that we created in episode 141. So if you want to know how we did this, go to episode 141, and you'll see exactly how we created this thing.
Although it looks modified from the last time you had it here.
Maybe. No, no.
Is there some kind of wind tunnel?
This is the protect the hosts thing. The other week, I had a prop disintegrate because I pushed it too much. And I kind of don't want shrapnel.
So what you're saying is it's time for safety glasses.
It's time for safety goggles. So you've got those, and I've got... where are my goggles?
Oh, God, these are Burke safety glasses, and they're really gross. I think I'll just take the eye damage.
Here we go. I got my one. Here are my safety goggles. Big nerd wrench.
Yeah, it's like you needed an extra nerdage.
All right, so what we got is we're going to hook this up to a 3S battery. One note, these ESCs can support a 4S battery. The motor cannot. So do not hook this up to a 4S battery. You will fry the motors. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
That's not good. That's not good.
Okay.
Let me switch this over to channel 2, like so.
All right.
Where'd you go? There, channel 2. Okay, so this is going to show me the amount of static thrust that I can get off of this. Watch this counter. And this right down here, this tells me how much power I'm using. Here, let me see if I can do this.
Ooh, getting in close.
Whoa.
Nice.
All right, so here we go.
We're at 72.2.
120.
Ooh.
All right, so that's our readout. So at its maximum, I pulled 5.2 amps, which is way underneath the 20 amps that I have here. But, I mean, the smaller ESCs actually would weigh more. So, all right.
Okay.
I'm pulling 122 grams of thrust. I actually got 140 grams of thrust with this last night. So between then and now, I did something.
Changed something.
Changed.
It's the humidity in the studio.
It is. Yeah. But roughly two motors will support the full weight.
And then the extra two are just bonus.
So at its maximum, I'm getting about a 2-to-1 power to weight ratio.
Not bad.
It's not bad. It's not great. I mean, but it is better than the SEMA X5.
Right.
And for such a small craft, that will make it move.
Nice. Cool.
You got to remember something. When you're dealing with something so small, speed seems a lot faster.
It's relative.
It is. A big craft moving at the speed that this is moving wouldn't seem like much. But a small craft, yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Also, it's going to be a whole lot more maneuverable, which I really like.
I think this is going to be fun. No, please don't do that.
Actually, you know, if I can remove this, let me see if I can. Is this loose enough for me to? I think I tightened it too much, didn't I?
Because you really didn't want that spinning off.
I really didn't. If I can get this,
what were you going to?
Do you have
a
pair of pliers or something?
Not on me.
Oh, here we go. Ha! See.
Oh. Ah, ha.
What I want to do is I'm going to switch this to the two-bladed prop because people have wondered if I can actually get more thrust off of this than I do off of that other one. What do you think? What are your bets?
I think you get more thrust off the 3.
Well, we'll find out. Here we go. So this is a slightly more aggressive prop, but it's 2 blades. Let's find out what's going to happen.
Okay.
Okay. So let's tear this out and hook up my battery.
Yeah, almost working. Mine's on the 3 as well.
But hello, we'll see. Trinity.
I feel like Padre has something up his sleeve.
No, this is the first time I've tested this.
Tested it out? Okay, so definitely put the goggles on.
Get your goggles back on. This actually really could fly apart. Here we
go. Do you want me to hold the camera?
Yeah.
Oh, you got it. You got it.
Okay, here we go. There you have it. So the 3-bladed prop will give us more thrust.
That makes sense to me, because the 2-blade would probably spin up faster, because maybe less weight.
A little lighter.
But without having that 3rd prop, it probably doesn't have as much area of effect.
Right. I will say, on larger motors, I've often been able to get more thrust off of a 2-blade that's more aggressive than the 3-blade. Okay. But in this particular case, yeah, you're going to want to get the 3 blades.